91X News.
It's 17 degrees and sunny at 2. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. Northumberland OPP saw a blue Chrysler 300 on County Road 30 near Alexander Road in Brighton that was unable to maintain its lane at about 2:30 this morning. The officer conducted a traffic stop and the driver refused to provide a suitable sample. Charged with impaired operation of a motor vehicle and failing to provide a suitable sample is 54-year-old George Schoniker of Quinte West. Schoniker's vehicle was impounded for 7 days and his driver's license was suspended for 90. He is scheduled to appear in court in Brighton on April 3rd, 2012. Hundreds of prominent scientists are warning Prime Minister Stephen Harper not to gut fish habitat protections. Ecologist David Schindler says the government looks set to ride roughshod over environmental protections in the name of development.
We've seen the draft that was leaked last week, and if that's even close to what they're going to announce, I think you'll see some of the senior scientists in this country joining the green groups and native people on the picket lines.
Environment Minister Peter Kent is urging people to wait for an official announcement of proposed changes to the Fisheries Act instead of engaging in speculation. In entertainment news, the popular reality show Jersey Shore has gotten itself an even bigger situation on its hands. Mike the Situation Sarantino has reportedly entered into rehab. He admitted he voluntarily entered rehab to control a prescription drug problem caused by what he calls exhaustion late Wednesday. TMZ's sources say it's not the first time Mike has gotten himself into a rehab situation. France's president says investigators will try to determine if Mohamed Merah has had any help in the shooting attacks that left 7 people dead this month. Merah was shot in the head by police after a 32-hour standoff. ABC's Tom Rivers has more.
Police and Merah traded intense gunfire inside the apartment where he was holed up for 32 hours. To a translator, the French interior minister said the suspect burst from the bathroom with guns blazing.
The shots were frequent and severe. And even people who are used to such things, they say they've never seen any such ferocity.
Two in the elite police unit were wounded. Even at this stage, Merah played yet another unexpected card.
Merah jumped through the window with one weapon in his hand while still shooting. He was found dead on the ground.
Tom Rivers, ABC News.
More on the Stafford case. A woman who says she killed 8-year-old Victoria Stafford wrote angry journal entries about kicking someone in the ribs and using a hammer in a murder. Court had heard that Tori died in April 2009 after being kicked in the ribs and hit in the head with a hammer. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Jose De Barros with sports.
And we start off with the OHL playoffs. They start tonight. The Belleville Bulls play game one of their first round series on the road against the Ottawa 67s. There were good memories for the Bulls the last time these two teams met in the playoffs. Belleville won the first-round series in 5 games against the 67s in the 2006-2007 season. The Bulls would eventually make the conference finals that year. Game 1 starts at 7 o'clock at the Civic Center in Ottawa. In other OHL playoff action, Mississauga go to Barrie, and the Oshawa Generals head down to Niagara to face the Ice Dogs. An important piece of the BC Lions Grey Cup Championship team is returning. Slotback G. Roy Simon has signed a contract extension with BC after leading all Lions receivers last season with 1,350 yards and 8 touchdowns. The 36-year-old is just 66 yards shy of Milt Stegall's all-time receiving yardage mark. Danny Morrison of Canada has won the 1,500-meter speed skating world title in Heerenveen in the Netherlands. This despite appearing to be hampered by American skater Shawnee Davis on the first crossing of their head-to-head race. The Fort St. John, BC native had to hold himself back to prevent crashing into Davis as the skaters came out of the second bend. But Morrison managed to retain enough speed to finish first in a time of 1 minute 46 seconds 0.44. Ivan Skrobrev of Russia was second, while defending champion Havard Bakko of Norway finished third. Morrison had won the title in 2008. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91X Weather.
Thanks, Jose. Today it's been a sunny day with a high of 24, 17 near Lake Ontario. Tonight we'll see some clouds later in the evening, a 30% chance of showers overnight, and a risk of thunderstorm, the low is 12. Friday we'll see a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 18. Saturday, still some sun and cloud with 40% chance of showers, low of plus 5, and a high of 13. At 2:05, it's 17 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Jose De Barros. News is next at 3.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the Indy 5 at 5, Friday afternoons on 91X.